This is Steve Eggleston with No Runny Eggs, speaking with Representative Robin Voss. Morning, Robin.
How are you, Steve?
Good. Yourself?
I am fantastic. I can feel the excitement all across the convention.
Yeah, get right to the point. The various regional transit authorities that went through the Joint Finance Committee yesterday morning. Could you explain things a little bit better on what happened?
Sure. Unfortunately, the Democrats met in secret. They spent 12 hours behind closed doors trying to hatch a deal to be able to have unelected, unaccountable boards be given the authority to raise the sales tax and use it to fund subsidized mass transit, like empty trains and empty buses that are running all over Wisconsin that we already see today. So when I look and think, what should the opportunity be for taxpayers to get stuck with the bill, Republicans were pretty consistent in saying that, first of all, we think that if we're going to have a regional taxing authority, it should be done by a public referendum, just like they did when Metro was formed in Chicago. They had a vigorous public debate. People for and against got to present their case, and the people made the ultimate decision. So that's what we would hope, to at least have a check and balance, really, kind of a safety valve to say that taxpayers should have the opportunity to vote at a referendum, not just politicians who get influenced by lobbyists and put things in the budget in the middle of the night outside the light of day.
Well, specifically with Southeast Wisconsin, they decided to split the RTA into two separate components, one specifically for Milwaukee County and a separate one for the KRM commuter rail that they want to put in.
That's true, and what's happening is the one for Milwaukee County, the RTA is going to be a penny on the sales tax. It'll raise about $130 million out of taxpayers' pockets. And the worst part about that is that the tax is going to be raised countywide, but then 15% of it's going to be sent directly to the city for them to use however they choose. So if you're living in any suburb around Milwaukee, you're going to pay a higher sales tax, and a big chunk of it's going to be sent right to the city of Milwaukee for them to use, and not reform city government, but just to expand it. The second part of KRM, you're right, they are using a funding source of the car rental tax, which we all know will not meet federal muster. And then they will come back and say, we need another penny or another half cent in order to have KRM so they can have commuter trains running all over southeastern Wisconsin that you and I pay for. That train line actually requires an 82% taxpayer subsidy. So if KRM goes into being, it'll have the requirement for the highest taxpayer subsidy of any commuter train system in the country. So regardless of the taxpayer consequences, these people are full speed ahead, and they don't care what taxpayers, we're the ones lying on the track that are going to get run over.
Yeah, regarding that, you attempted to restore a provision that exempted the portion of Racine County west of I-94.
Yes.
That was part of the original proposal from Governor Doyle. The Democrats defeated that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because my colleague, who also represents Racine County, Senator Lehman, did not stand up for the clear wishes of people who live west of the interstate, where on my legislative survey, it's over 80% who are opposed to paying for KRM or even seeing the system go forward. So unfortunately, John Lehman chose to stand with the corporate elites who say, we don't care what the price is, we just want this subsidized train, regardless of what his constituents in western Racine County actually felt.
There are also a couple of differences between the Southeast Wisconsin authorities and the Dane County authority that also got passed yesterday. One was that the Dane County voters got to vote in a non-binding referendum on their half a cent sales tax.
That's true, and I think that that's a clear sign where Democrats are just unbelievably biased and unbelievably unaccountable. I just look at it and say to myself, it's amazing that they are willing to have a non-binding referendum in Dane County where they really think it'll pass. But in an area like southeastern Wisconsin, heaven forbid the taxpayers should have any say whatsoever because they're afraid of the outcome. And I think that's really unfortunate because I'm willing to test it at the ballot box. If the citizens say we want to pay higher taxes for subsidized mass transit, I might not like the result, but I surely will accept it. But to just say we don't even have the courage of our convictions to see what people really want, we're just going to do it in a backroom deal in the middle of the night because we were lobbied by high-priced corporate attorneys, doesn't make any sense to me. But unfortunately, that's the direction they chose.
Yeah, second difference is that the suburbs of Dane County get a guaranteed representation on their board, while suburbs of Racine, Milwaukee County, places like Oak Creek, Caledonia, do not get a guaranteed representation.
It's another great example of the hypocrisy that we are seeing out of the Democratic majority. They, when I have been asking during the finance process why they are doing certain things just to get a better understanding, unfortunately, way too often the answer that they give is because we can't. They don't have to justify it to themselves. Unfortunately, they don't seem to have to justify it to the taxpayers. But I am hopeful that once people see the arrogance of the Democratic majority, they will come back in 2010 with a vengeance and say this was not the change that we signed up for.
Third difference that I've noticed on the at least the West politics story, the Dane County representatives, for the most part, also have to be approved by the legislative branches, the county, the Dane County Board, the various city councils. I did not notice that requirement for either the Milwaukee County RTA or the KRM.
It's my understanding that that is also accurate, that there will not be the requirement of even a public hearing on who the representatives for the taxpayers will be. Because remember, Steve, there's never been an opportunity for a public referendum under their plan. There will be no opportunity to say that people can even do anything. So what's the point of having a public board if there's never an opportunity to have an impact on it? And that's unfortunately the route they're choosing, because they know that when citizens become involved, they are going to become outraged at this $100 million taxpayer boondoggle. But you and I know that they don't want to have the answer, so they're not going to ask the question.
Yeah, final difference. Every executive, except the Milwaukee County executive and Racine County executive, gets a voice.
Correct, and you hit it on the head that there are four different opportunities for board members to be appointed: Dane County, Kenosha County, Racine County, and Milwaukee County. Now, some of these things are not like the others, like they used to say on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting dichotomy because Dane County has a liberal county executive, and she gets to make the appointments of who's on the RTA. Kenosha County has a liberal county executive, actually a former Democratic legislator. He gets to make the appointments. But Racine County and Milwaukee County, heaven forbid, because they have Republican county executives, they are totally shut out of the process, and Pedro Colon said, because we don't want to hear what they have to say. So that's the way that the Democratic majority is governing. They don't even want to listen to the opposing side. They are so focused on getting their agenda passed, they don't even care about having open, honest debate. All they want is their way, regardless of the consequences for taxpayers.
Well, thank you for your time.
Anytime. Good to see you. Take care.